Department of Natural Resources deer experts say the ban is necessary to stop the spread of chronic wasting disease, but many hunters in northern Wisconsin aren't convinced feeding spreads the disease. A temporary feeding ban in place since June has already hurt some feed mill operators who depend on selling corn to hunters to make a living. Patty Rantella of Iron River is one of them. She says her mill lost $80,000 last year.
Had baiting and feeding been the cause of CWD, I would have felt bad for ever having sold it. In the meantime, we're just about to lose our mill, and I don't know what we'll do with the house.
But wildlife manager Bill Vanderzouwen says while there's no solid proof CWD spreads through feeding, most experts believe it's likely. He says banning the practice is a wise move.
If you don't have your restrictions in place, like a baiting and feeding ban, you do have a risk that it's going to spread and become established, as TB became established in Michigan.
The new CWD plan also expands the special eradication zone near Mount Horeb, doubling the size of the area where the department hopes to reduce the deer population to zero. That part of the plan is strongly opposed by a group of landowners in the area. Anthony Grabsky represents the group Citizens for a Rational Response.
Killing tens of thousands of deer for the dumpster and reducing the deer to toxic waste unfit for landfills is an insult to human intelligence and a disgrace to the white-tailed deer and our deer hunting heritage.
Grabsky's group wants the state to spend more money on research to find the cause of the disease and less on the eradication plan. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.